New Millennium Audio presents The Message to the Planet, written by Iris Murdoch, read by Carrington McDuffie. Part 1.
Of course, we have to do with two madmen now, not with one.
You mean Marcus is mad, too?
No, he means Patrick is mad, too.
What do you mean?
The first speaker was Gildas Hearn, the second was Alfred Ludens, the third, Jack Shearwater.
"I mean," said Gildas, "that by now Patrick is mad. That Marcus is mad goes without saying."
"Marcus is not mad," said Ludens, "and Pat is very ill, not out of his mind."
"Gildas is just expressing his frustration," said Jack.
"We are certainly frustrated."
Gildas, who was sitting at the piano, played some melancholy chords. The open window of his flat admitted smells of springtime from not-too-distant Regent's Park. There was to have been, as usual, singing, but tonight, although it was late, the other two were still sitting at the supper table with the whiskey bottle. Of course, they should have kept off the subject of Marcus Valor, but as Patrick Fenman failed to recover, indeed was visibly sinking, the question of Valor became increasingly inevitable.
"As we don't know where he is," said Ludens, "and my God, we've tried hard enough."
His friends usually used his surname, except sometimes when expostulating, or for rhetorical effect.
"It's ridiculous," said Jack. "How can someone vanish? How can someone famous like him vanish?"
"He vanished before," said Ludens.
"Anyway, he's not famous now," said Gildas. "There's no reason why he should be. He hasn't done anything notable for years. Anyone who's heard of him probably thinks he's dead."
"Perhaps he is dead," said Ludens.